Well, the controversial issue of same-sex marriage seems to be coming to a head again within the Turnbull government. Liberal moderates are confident they have the numbers to force a vote, perhaps as early as next week. The latest pressure point is already causing rumblings about the Prime Minister's leadership. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, is in our Parliament House studios. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Ali, we spoke with Senator Dean Smith, Liberal Senator Dean Smith, last week about his private members bill, which is likely to be presented to the Liberal Party room as early as next week, the first week back. Those who support a conscience vote clearly think it's time to bring this marriage debate to a head. They're starting to speak out, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Dean Smith's private members bill would legalise same-sex marriage. Now, that's set to be distributed to colleagues in the next few days ahead of a party room meeting next Tuesday. If the bill is presented to the party room, it would act as a catalyst to try and overturn the existing policy, which is for a plebiscite, and to instead hold a conscience vote on the floor of the parliament. Now, that's unlikely to occur. The numbers are probably there to stick with the plebiscite, even though it is a dead-end policy. The government can't get its enabling legislation through the Senate. But this is where it will get really interesting and where the real pressure point will emerge for the government. It would now appear that there are enough Liberal MPs prepared to cross the floor to suspend standing orders, Fran, and bring on debate on the Smith bill. That's it. That is, if the party room decides to stick with the plebiscite. Now, to do that, to bring on debate, they need an absolute majority, which is 76 votes. They would get there with Labor's 69 votes. There's 4 votes from the crossbench, and then 3 Liberals. Tim Wilson and Trevor Evans, they've indicated they are prepared to cross the floor. Maybe also Trent Zimmerman and Warren Entsch. They have all taken heart from the Prime Minister's comments yesterday that backbenchers have always had a right to cross the floor in the Liberal Party. They are taking that, Fran, as a green light from the very top.
Well, now they've broken cover. They're going to come under, these MPs would come under some almighty pressure, I would think, from many in their party room in this debate on Tuesday. But in a preemptive strike, Alison, there's warnings today in the Daily Telegraph that if Malcolm Turnbull effectively allows the MPs to cross the floor, though, as he said, it's Liberal Party policy, his leadership could be terminal. How serious are these warnings? Talking about a spill.
Yeah, the Conservative wing of the Liberal Party will make hell for Malcolm Turnbull if this happens. This morning, we are hearing these warnings that there would be a leadership spill if it gets to the point of MPs crossing the floor. Malcolm Turnbull will be blamed by the right wing of the Liberal Party if these moderate MPs defy the party room in such a manner. It doesn't necessarily mean his leadership would be, as one MP is putting it this morning, terminal. He wouldn't necessarily lose a leadership ballot, but his authority in the party room would certainly be on the line. And it would be so much easier for all involved, a lot less messy, if this matter was just put to a conscience vote, test the numbers on the floor of Parliament in that way. But the party room, as I say, unlikely to opt for that course of action.
There's also the National Party as a complication. The Nats wouldn't countenance any vote in Parliament, but Barnaby Joyce, perhaps hardly in a position to lecture about crossing the floor, given his record of doing so when the coalition was in opposition.
Yes, the Nationals won't accept a conscience vote. They want a plebiscite, and it is a condition of the agreement that they struck with Malcolm Turnbull when he became Prime Minister. So that does bind the PM to sticking with a plebiscite. Now, I've mentioned Trevor Evans. He's one of those Liberals prepared to cross the floor. He, for one, he's not prepared to be dictated to by the Nationals.
I haven't seen the coalition agreement. Not many people have. It's not a public document, so I can't speculate as to what's in it. I do know, as the Prime Minister rightly pointed out as a matter of fact today, that Liberal MPs and indeed National MPs do reserve this freedom to vote in accordance with their conscience. And in fact, I would note that the leader of the Nationals, Barnaby Joyce, has a long and proud history of doing so. 28 times and counting, I think, he's crossed the floor over the course of his career.
That was Trevor Evans speaking on RN Drive last night. And so it goes on, Fran, the debate already starting to spin out of the Prime Minister's control, which is would be a concern for Malcolm Turnbull and his supporters.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a week, isn't it, next week for Malcolm Turnbull? Between that and the energy debate and the debate over power prices, which we know Tony Abbott is fired up about, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Prime Minister. Alison, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Alison Carabine, our political editor.